East Hill Town Hall, Tourism and City Life Office, Fiona speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I don't live in East Hill, but I've just been offered a job there for a few months. It means I need to arrange to move to East Hill for the summer.
Where would you like to start?
Perhaps with accommodation.
Okay, East Hill's certainly not the easiest place to find accommodation in.
Oh dear.
But I'm not saying it's impossible. It's not that big a town, and the centre, being historic, is quite small, so demand is very high, and that's reflected in prices.
I only want a single place.
What I'd recommend to keep costs down is a shared flat. The rent would be much lower than a one-bedroom place, particularly in the centre.
Mm-hmm. I really want to maintain my privacy and get at least, say, a studio flat.
Well, that might be a compromise. I don't have any specific details. If you were already here, you could visit some of the local estate agents to get details of studio flats. But I do know that if you go onto New Home, as in one word, .com, that site has quite a few places, and there are pictures and plans and so on.
Okay, I'll just write that down. That's great, thanks.
One thing to be aware of is a new piece of legislation which means that landlords are responsible for ensuring their tenants are who they say they are. So any landlord will ask you to provide documentary evidence, and not just your passport, etc., as they always have, but now of your employment.
Right, thanks. And I guess I'll need to pay by standing order through my bank?
That's the normal way, yes. With the rent, do get clear what is and isn't part of the standard price. You'll need to know if sheets and towels are provided or whether you'd have to allow extra. Bills such as electricity are always included, but I think the phone will always be an extra.
Right. Now, what about transport?
Eastill has really good bus services. They're frequent and they go everywhere, and they're how everyone gets around. But they are quite expensive if you pay for each trip, so it's better to get a pass.
Okay.
They're available as 7-day, that's the shortest, 30-day, 90-day, which would perhaps suit you the most, and 1 year, which works out the cheapest, but might be too long for you.
Yes, it definitely would.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I'd like to keep fit, so I'd like to know what health clubs there are in East Hill.
Okay, well, there are two, Bloom's Leisure Centre and also the Good Life Centre. I've got some information here about them.
Would I be able to try them before actually joining?
Let's see. Yes, one of the staff at Bloom's will show you around if you go along, and then you make your decision about joining. While at the Good Life you can, well, okay, they offer two fitness classes at no charge, so you can get a taste of what they're like. This isn't for specialist classes such as Tai Chi, it says.
It's something anyway. I'd hope to meet a few new friends at a health club, you see.
Oh yes, both clubs have cafes. If you do join Bloom's, you can elect to be a gold card member, which means you'd be entitled to a discount of 10% in the cafe there. Actually, the cafe in the Good Life is shut at the moment for refurbishment, but I guess it might be open again by the time you move here.
Does it say much about the equipment available?
Bloom's have a lot of different machines, so you can choose exactly what you want to do. While the Good Life doesn't have quite so many machines, but they're carefully sequenced so that you follow special routines. It says that these get you really fit.
Oh, that sounds interesting. And I love swimming. Do they have pools?
Yes, the one at Bloom's is full size and it's outdoor, so it used to be rather chilly, except in the summer. But they've improved the situation by making it a heated one, so it feels as if you're indoors while you're swimming. The Good Life pool is just a small one, but they have covered tennis courts.
I don't play tennis. Maybe I should start. Are there trainers to help you?
Bloom's, yes, at any time, but Good Life... No. Well, the trainers are fully qualified, but you must see them by appointment, not just any time.
That seems fair enough. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Not at all. Now, would you like me to...